podcast with Felipe Esparza and me. That's it. Rodrigo's not here. He's still in Mexico. I found out he took his shine with him. He's over there with his girlfriend in Mexico. I don't know when he's coming back now. He's over there on a long-ass date. Hey, man, what are you doing this weekend? Let's go to Mexico. All right, I'll go with you, honey bunny. So I was so weird, you know, to see Rodrigo with a girlfriend, because I thought this guy was never going to have a chick. For real, man. This guy used to jerk off till his wrist fell off. No, for real, I really thought there was no hope for this guy. Like he was going on Backpage, Craigslist, eHarmony, trying to hook up with homie sisters. You know, anybody that had a sister. Hey, man, hook me with your sister. But he never asked to get hooked up. He was too picky. That's the one thing about fat fools that are not attractive. They're very picky. I have a friend named Tony who's very picky. Like, one time we were checking out Cameron Diaz, and I thought she was pretty. You know, I like her little dimples on her cheeks. And then I asked him, well, you don't think she's attractive? He goes, man, she looks like a fucking mouse. Really, motherfucker? A fucking mouse. Who are you? That's the funny thing when single men are always are single, because they're just too picky. Like, she looks like a mouse. Like he had a chance with Cameron Diaz. Had a chance. He had no chance. Then Rodrigo didn't like girls with big thumbs. I don't know why. But yeah, man, it's weird. Like, you guys don't know Rodrigo that much. But yeah, man, I don't remember that fool having a girlfriend ever. Oh, yeah, he did have one girlfriend. When I was living in Echo Park, he was dating this girl who just came out of prison. So, wow. It's funny, man. Like, they would have to pull over and buy her a pack of cigarettes because she smokes a lot. Pull over, babe. Let's get a pack of cigarettes. Buy me a pack of cigarettes. I don't think I ever bought a woman a pack of cigarettes in my life. And if she were to ask, any woman that would ask me, Felipe, could you buy me a pack of cigarettes? I would have said, man, nah, man. I don't think I know you that well. I don't think our relationship is that strong that I could just go over there and buy a pack of cigarettes for you, bitch. What's wrong with you? Get your own fucking cigarettes. Hey, Felipe, give me some fucking cigarettes. No way, man. But getting back to the subject, Rodrigo is in Mexico with his shine. His shine. What the hell do they talk about? I've seen him say some horrible stuff to women, like Marcela Arguello or women that are around us. Man, she must be very patient. Man, his big-ass body on top of somebody. Let people imagine my fat ass on top of somebody. They imagine me on top of them. What? No. What's up, fool? Last week, I was in town. I've been home now for about a week and a half. Cabin fever. I'm ready to fucking take off and go back to work. Fucking boring at home, man. I don't know what to do. I'm getting fatter by the fucking minute. Every time I come home, I gain 15 pounds. I leave, I lose 8. I should be out of town more, man. I don't know. Just when I get bored, just fucking start eating. Like, I don't have nothing to do for 8 hours or 12 or 13. I read a book, I start eating. I watch TV, I start eating. I eat before I eat. Like, my wife is cooking something, I make a pre-snack because I'm the king of pre-snacks. She's making something, and I'm thinking, man, that's just going to take 45 fucking minutes to make. So I better eat a 10-minute sandwich. I do that a lot. I don't do that anymore, but I would do that a lot. Like, she's making something that's going to take 45 minutes. I say, all right, I just won't eat anything that she's making. Okay, she's making beans. Fuck, can't make a bean burrito right now. She's making enchiladas. Fuck, I can't make a quesadilla right now. I might have my enchiladas right now. So, how do you remedy that? you get a big ass bowl of fucking cereal. I love cereal, man. I think I love more cereal more after I moved out of my mom's house. Because at my mom's house, you could only eat cereal in the fucking morning. Boring! Who the fuck wants to eat cereal in the fucking morning? I want to eat cereal for fucking dessert. Oh, man. Frosted Flakes with banana after a burrito? Forget about it. That shit's good. I love Frosted Flakes. I'm not even a sponsor. I just love frosted cereal. Except one thing you cannot go cheap on is Frosted Flakes. You cannot go cheap. You got to get the Frosted Flakes. Any other cereal doesn't taste the same. Like, I've had the Mexican Frosted Flakes. Frostitos Flecos. No, it was called Sucaritos. Spanish cereal, don't even fuck around. They just tell you what it is. Sucaritos. They made a play on words on sugar. That's like calling Frosted Flakes Sugarland. Sugarland. You want some Sugarland? I remember when cereal used to come with good fucking prices, man. Because I'm an older man. Sometimes there used to be a CD connected to the Frosted Flakes, like a CD that actually played. We got a grandma over here talking about there used to be a 45 record. But when I was a kid, there was a cereal. I think it was Digger Smack. It came with an album in the back. It had a 45, and I think it was a Haunted House music. I don't know what it was. But there's no more cereal. There's no more good prizes. I remember getting a knife. That wasn't a knife. It was a ruler. I made it into a knife. But they don't give away good presents no more on the Frosted Flakes or the other cereals. I guess because everybody has money now, you can buy a better toy. But when I was a kid, it was tough to get good toys. So you open up your box of cereal. There might be a G.I. Joe in there. I doubt it. There was no fucking G.I. Joe. I used to hide my stuff in cereal. You ever do that? You want to hide stuff? So you hide stuff in cereal. I was living alone, and I don't know why when I was living by myself. I don't know why I would stash my weed somewhere. No one ever came. And the only one who couldn't find it was me because I forget where the fuck I put it. So one day I'm eating cereal, and half an ounce of weed comes out of the cereal. I'm like, what? Tony the Tiger just gave me a half an ounce? Fuck yeah. They're great. Shout out, people. Shout out to put on my glasses here, man, because, you know, I can't see shit. I got to read now. Shanice Martinez from your boyfriend. Shanice Martinez, shout out from your boyfriend. Sneakerhead 1879 for the great iTunes review. Ours was the first podcast he ever listened to, and he's been hooked ever since. Thanks for listening. Keep reviewing and commenting on iTunes about the show. Upcoming shows tonight, May 18th through the 21st, Tempe, Arizona. That's right. Last night's show was crazy, but today is Friday, and we're going to do it up. May 25th through the 28th, Irvine Improv. June 1st through the 4th, Arlington, Texas, at the Arlington Improv. July 1st at Ava Amphitheater with Paul Rodriguez, Tierra, Malo, and War. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Saturday, May 20. It's about time. I'm worried about this show. July 13th through the 15th, Corpus Christi, Texas, at Mesquite Street Comedy Club. Check out philippesworld.com/tour for all shows, dates, for the rest of the year. Also, shout out to, there ain't that many podcasts with Latino comedians. There's some out there, but not that many. I'm not the first, and I'm not going to be the last. But every once in a while, you know, I'm on Audio Boom, and I happen to listen to some podcasts that I never heard of, or some that I've heard of, or I never listened to. I listen to them for a little while, then I give up. I listened to Doug Stanhope's podcast last week. Not the whole thing, just half of it. Got bored. Not got bored, but I had to go do something else. But yeah, it was very interesting. It's funny. They had a guy there from Vice. Also, some other podcast. I don't know who the host is, but I listened to it for 10 minutes. Then I gave up when it turned into La Raza and Chicano Movement and all that shit. It was called Chicano Eats. Never heard of that podcast. Sound like two educated people talking. Oh, you know what I ate yesterday? I ate a pupusa. I ate a Santana. It was so delicious. Yeah, so that was the podcast I listened to, Chicano Eats. Also, another podcast I listened to, this one is real far left. Total far left. So left, it might go right. The Young Turks. I listened to the podcast. It's weird. Some comics are on it. Very interesting. If you want to know about the far left, go to YTY, the Young Turks. And another podcast I listen to, I stopped listening to it because I have a new phone and most of my podcast got deleted, is Grammar Girl with whatever the lady's name is. I used to follow her on fucking Snapchat too. Filet Mignon, that's her name is. Yeah, that's her name. Filet Mignon. No, it's Mignon something. But it sounds like her Filet Mignon. It's pretty cool, man. There was another podcast I used to listen to because I was trying to better my Spanish. It was called Café con Español. And it was weird, man. Like, I didn't learn no fucking Spanish on that fucking podcast. I learned more English. This podcast first starts off, the Spanish cafe one. The guy who's teaching you Spanish, I think he's from Switzerland. He's Swiss. He's Irish. He's an Irish Mexicano. He's a Leprechano. And they start talking about it. And then, I don't know, man. It turned into a pirate story in Spanish. And I couldn't keep up with it, so I stopped listening to it. But, man, when I thought my Spanish is probably as bad as my English or as worse than my English, but it's not great Spanish. I think all my Spanish is just made up words I made up. But they start talking, buenos días con el café, el podcast de Café en Español. En este momento tenemos a Richard. Richard está aquí de Puerto Vallarta. Man, screw that. That was too boring. But I finished another book this year. My first book, I finished it, and it was Fred Stoller's book, the book he wrote, the one he was promoting here, the Kindle single. I think I could go through 100 Kindle singles in a year if they're all that fast. But it was a good book. If you want to know more about Fred Stoller, go read the book. Warren Thomas, Sather, David Spade, and Rob Schneider, and Jan something. But it's a good book, man. It really breaks down stand-up comedy in those times then. I wonder where I'm going to be at in 20 years. Am I going to be doing a podcast? Am I going to be doing stand-up comedy? I just hope to be alive. A lot of fools are dying. Some people are afraid to go to the hospital because they don't want to find out what's wrong with them. I tell you what's wrong with me, man. I weigh fucking 289 pounds with my clothes on. I mean, with my clothes off, I can't believe sometimes that I weigh 289 pounds. I guess I don't see myself that much. Because when I think about somebody weighing 289 pounds, I expect someone to be so fat, they can't fucking move or walk. Like, hey, bro, you want to go for a walk? Fuck you, bro. Weigh 289 pounds. I ain't going nowhere. But I get up every morning. That's what I do every morning. I get up every morning. And I pretend I'm still sleeping because I don't want to do shit. I don't want to go do nothing. I don't want to go, you know, no grocery shopping. I don't want to go for a walk. I don't want to get my day started until after I pretend I'm not sleeping. I get up in the morning and I do 30 push-ups. 30. I can't do more than that. I mean, I could do 40, but I want to do 40. I do 30 push-ups. Then I stop. Then I do another 30 push-ups. So I do an average of 50 push-ups every morning. And then during the day, if I'm bored, I just stop what I'm doing and I do another 20 push-ups. So I average around 75 to 100 push-ups during the day. And I've been doing that now for, I would say, since last November. Since November or October of last year, I've been doing everyday push-ups. I haven't noticed that anything about my body. I don't feel buffer. I'm out of shape. I'm out of breath most of the time. But and I do these sit-ups that I really like. I started that 3 days ago where you just lay there and lift your legs up. And then you touch your knees, but laying down. I like doing exercises that involve laying down. Like stretching out, laying down, cracking back, bench press. I'm down for all that. But jogging, man, I don't want to fuck up my knees, man. I can't mess up my knees. I was watching a commercial about exercise and health and fitness. And one of the things that they say is something that nobody ever does. Before trying out this physical exercises, before going on this diet, please see a physician. Who has ever done that before? And if you have, please write us a letter and let us know how it went. Who has ever went to go see the doctor first and then decided to go on a diet? No, man. You wait till you're out of breath. Then you go to the doctor. Then he tells you, listen, you fucking fat fuck. Get in a fucking diet. You're going to die. But that's never the case. You just, like, we just want to do it all in one day. Like, I'm going to just exercise everything I could do in one day. Because that's all I have is one day. That's the way I always see my life. Like, I always saw my life, like, as today. Not a year from now. Not 5 years from now. Today. And that's a problem. When I start focusing on just on today, I see today sucks. So based on today, I think my whole life sucks and my whole year sucks. But no, man, it's just 1 hour. The whole day doesn't suck. It's just that 1 hour of the day when you were feeling like shit that sucks. But you need to jump out of that feeling, man. I don't know how you do it. I can't give you no advice on how to not feel like shit. But you got to appreciate the good victories in your life. That's something I can't do. Like celebrate what I have now instead of what I don't have or what my neighbor has or what the other comedian has or what they have. I got to start thinking about what I have now because I have a lot. I have a beautiful wife. I have a podcast that provides a studio, All Things Comedy, shout out. I do stand-up comedy. I have an agent. I have money saved. I paid all my bills. I don't owe nobody shit. Honestly. Let me tell you, man. I'm not rich, but waking up every morning knowing that I don't owe anybody anything, it's like being rich. That's something I should be proud of because before, like I would say 7 years ago in 2010, everybody always says I was broke. I had no money. No, man. I had money. But I wasn't spending my money right. Just say my rent was back then what $1,900 a month, and I had to pay $990 of it. I still had money to do drugs. No matter where I was, what situation I was in, there was always money for drugs and rent, of course. But there was no money for cars, luxury vacations. I guess when you're broke or you think you're broke, the only vacation you have is to do a little bump or get really high, or stuff your face with a bunch of Hot Pockets. But yeah, man, I will listen to this other podcast. This podcast I found interesting, and it's called How to Think Like a Millionaire, even though you're not a millionaire. It's called, let me see here. I got it right here. It's called, God damn it. Here it is. Creating Spaces. Anybody heard of it? Creating Spaces with host Wes Knight. I listened to this podcast for maybe like 30 minutes. Then I gave up. But they had a guy there who was talking about how the guy that was a host, he was talking about what's it like to be a salesman, I guess. But see, we're not all salesmen here. We don't sell stuff. But what we do every day, what I do every day, or for example, every time you meet somebody, every time you say hello to somebody, you're pretty much selling yourself to that person. You know, they're seeing the way you shook their hand, the way you smiled, you know. You're pretty much selling yourself. I'm selling myself short now. And this guy was talking about how, and I related to him so much, because he said, listen, man, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I am not the most articulate person in the room. But I know what this room needs. If I know what they need, I know how to provide for them. And that's how I feel, man. In my comedy, my stand-up comedy. I'm not the most articulate comedian. You know, I'm not the smartest comedian. But I know what this audience wants. I know what the audience is thinking. I know what the people that come to my show are thinking. I know how they think. I know how they feel. I know what they want. And I give it to them. I give them my little silly-ass drug addict jokes. Tell them about my life, how I grew up. The shit I do. And that's what life is, man. To myself. If you know what people want and you got it, you're going to be successful. Whether if you go out there giving away hugs for free, hey, you're making somebody happy. Give it up for a hug, man. Oh, shit. What's up, fool? We got everybody here. You can sit down here, too, if you want. You ain't going to be shy. You can sit next to him or sit right here. Or on his lappy. What's up, fool?
Yeah, hey, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool? We got E-Zone here.
Yep.
And Stony Danza, right?
Stony Danza. In effect.
In the flesh, man.
Let me tell you, man. I can't believe I remember Stony Danza's name. But that's good, man. Shit. Right away, boom, boom, a Stony Danza. Fucking easy to remember. Ba, 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 ba. Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's
his
name. As of now, that's my new name, Stony Danza.
Okay, fuck it. He's not Stony Danza. He looks like Stony Danza. What's your name again?
Sheikadelic.
Sheikadelic.
Sheiks.
Sheiksadelic. Yep. Dude, since the moment I met you the first time and the second time, and now your name is now Sheikadelic.
Yeah. It's okay, Rodrigo
still
fucked up too.
I still thought
tell him what Rodrigo called you, dog. Cheeky.
He called me Shaky or some shit. Shaky.
Listen, yeah, Cheeky or whatever. Oh, dog, that shit was too funny, dog.
It sounds like a straight bicep trying to say my name. What up, Cheeky?
No, I think he didn't know your name, but all he knew was Shaky, so he was trying to make your name sound cool. Wrong.
Shaky.
Like, your name is Sheikadelic, right?
Sheikadelic.
Yeah. But he was Shaky. Rodrigo trying to remember it, but he knew he didn't know it. But he wanted to make it sound like he knew it, but fucked it up. Hey, Sheikadelic. What's up, fool?
You got the official. We don't smoke the same group here. Straight out of Be Real TV now, man.
Straight up, man.
We just left the temple. What is it? B's just back in town. And they're like, yo, where are you guys going? We guys never leave this fucking early. And we just was like, all right, peace.
We bounced.
He
said, damn, you guys left without rolling one up. So right here, man, welcome to the What's Up Fool podcast. Right now, I was just talking about how a lot of times, you don't have to be the most articulate person in the room, you know, or the smartest person in the room, or the most famous person in the room, But all that thing doesn't matter if you know what the people want.
Yep.
What the audience wants to listen to. What the fuck they want. If you give them what they want, they're going to fucking love you.
As long as you meet their demands, man.
Yeah, man. But see, how hard is it knowing what the fuck they want?
It depends. I mean, for like, are you asking like us in general?
Yeah, like I know what my audience want. They want stupidity, bro.
Our audience is kind of the same. They like stupidity, but they just like it with weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get stupid with, you know what I mean? Take the largest dabs you can and just act retarded after.
Yeah, like it's weird. You can like I tested the waters with this. Like, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I like approach them and try to get the intellectual motherfuckers to try to like see if they're around there. I get some love, bro. I should get like 10 likes. God forbid I'm over here 10 grams at one time. Shit goes viral. Like,
you can't be too smart, dog.
Yeah, like you can't fucking do that, man. Not in this industry.
I noticed that too, man. Like when a person has is doing an Instagram video, and he has like a fucking 2 feet dab.
Yep.
And then, like, he's smoking that shit by himself. He's getting all the likes from everybody that can't even afford that big dab.
Like, just it goes viral, dog. Because it's just like, people are like, oh, this guy must be living lavish if he could afford that shit. Bro, that's like lining up the biggest rail and, like, doing that shit in front of everybody and be like, yeah, fool, I just spent that shit.
Oh, hell no. That big rail, I can't feel that's for that waste, bro. Dude, all that.
Petty castle, dog.
Imagine doing a long ass rail and not die. That means that shit is weak.
Yeah, for real.
It'd be like the homie in American Me when he makes him like snort. He could just kept snorting and he would have stayed alive.
That was crazy in American Me, huh? Yeah. Breeze. You know who we are.
You know who we are.
Man, bro, let's get talk about that scene in Blood in American Me, man. They're snorting pure heroin, huh?
Yeah.
That's why that fool passed out.
Man, they all died, right?
All of them. He made everybody in hell in that room and they all died.
Damn, man. They didn't even take the fucking heroin. That's the sad part. Man, but it's sad because some of them, man, well, the first one he got the worst because his nose broke on the way to hit that table.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to snort that shit with a bloody ass nose.
Damn, that shit must have been like all congested and shit, like the 405 in his nose.
I would have said, let me shoot some of them too, eh?
He should have had that nasal spray, dog. You know, I don't know who I was hearing. I think it was Joey Diaz the other day. He was talking about that, like,
sucker.
He had some dude where, like, he said, oh, he was doing it so much that this fool mixed it in with water.
Dorsey.
I think it was, yeah. He mixed it in. Yeah, and he made that little Donald Duck noise. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? That's like some innovator shit. That's like somebody that, like, will make a bong out of this table or some shit.
Yeah, man, I was at that party. This guy took the nasal spray and mixed it with, put like a bunch of coke on the bottom and then filled the rest with water and just shook it. And it was like pure water coke hit. You know, like when you do a bump, some of it gets stuck right here in your cavity. So you got to snort some water. With that little spray, you don't need no snorting.
It makes everything easy, right? It makes it smooth.
That's like the, you know, and that's like the same shit. See, a stoner would appreciate something like that if you do it or find a way to get high with weed. That's the kind of shit that our audience fucking goes crazy for. Like, you ever seen those videos of, like, motherfuckers making a pipe out of a banana or something? I'm like, there's no point in that. Like, I'm like, it doesn't make your high any better, but the fact that they're like, yeah, you made that shit out of a banana in case I would ever be
it's
stuck
like
on an island.
Or that crazy white boy that, he put that nug instead of his nose.
And and he hit it like that.
Was that the big fool?
Nah, it was some white boy. He wasn't that big.
He put a nug inside his nose and then lit that shit.
Yeah.
There's one dude who's known for doing this crazy shit with dabs. I'm forgetting his name, but this motherfucker filled the rig with sriracha and fucking hit it, dog.
It's fucking crazy.
He filled that shit up with sriracha, like not even like straight ahead, like when not even water, like just straight like the syrup or whatever, the fucking actual concentrate, and just hit the dab.
We were boarding a hotel room in Houston, and we had like a bunch of Keef, right, Rodrigo and I, and we were rolling a blunt with Keef on it, and then Rodrigo, like, he made a line with the Keef, and I said, bro, just fucking snore that shit, bro. Let's see what happens. Nothing happened, bro.
Because
Keith has to be hot.
He did,
right?
Fool?
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
A line of Keith, bro. He just snorted that shit.
And he didn't get no allergies?
So he didn't get no allergies. Yeah, he didn't get sick. Nothing, bro. He was shining, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Rodrigo did this shit?
Yeah, he did a line of Keith.
He said, yeah, man.
He said, yeah, man.
Damn, that's...
He said nothing happened.
I've seen fools do that shit on video, and, like, that shit, like, it goes, like, that shit burns the fuck out of their eye.
He was burning, bro.
Oh, so it wasn't pleasant.
No, it wasn't pleasant.
I thought he just like, check it out.
It wasn't like when you snort wasabi or nothing like that.
No, that's too much, though.
Oh, where it burns like that.
But nothing happened, man. It was like, he thought he was going to get high. Nah, man. If that was the case, we would all been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
We're doing it right now.
Yep. It's gonna come a time and a point where, like, that's going to be the next step. Like, I feel like they're going to try to make weed versions of these harder drugs. Like, they already have weed lean, you know, for people that like fucking mixing that syrup. You know, like that promethazine, they have weed lean.
You don't have to shoot up weed.
Yeah, like, I feel like they're going to give you, like, yo, shoot this up, dog. Just tie up your arm. It's going to be like a kit. What is it? Injectable THC.
That'd be cool, man. Like one of those
a green syringe.
One of those syringes that diabetic use that are afraid of needles. So just put it on their arm and just sprays it inside.
I never seen that for like, diabetics. Pss.
Yeah, it's like a little microphone. I knew a guy who had it, he was afraid of needles. So it's like a microphone and he just sticks it to his arm and then just goes in there.
It's quick.
Quick. Like no needles, just pokes
painless.
It.
Painless.
We need that for marijuana and coke.
We need that.
What's up, food? Today's episode is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club still going strong as our sponsor. Rodrigo uses it and loves it. You heard of him talk about it. Soft face and close shave that keeps him shining. Do you know why Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice?
Why?
One.
Why?
It's a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door, man. That's right. Now your neighbor can steal another package out of your house. Don't have to go to the store and get more razors because you know how hard that shit is, right?
Those shits are locked up.
They're locked up, man. Fucking meth heads ruin everything. Yeah, sir. Can you unlock the Similac milk and the shavers?
There's a button on the fucking shaver thing that you push that like lights the shit up, like as if you're trying to get a gun or some shit. They have that next to the cologne. Those things are locked up.
Crazy, man. Also, comes with the awesome Dr. Carver Shave Butter, which helps prevent ingrown hairs and fight razor bumps. Don't want an ingrown hair, man. I had a girl one time had an ingrown pubic hair, bro.
Ingrown pubic hair?
Yeah, but it ended up being gonorrhea. What? You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. As one of our listeners, for a limited time only, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver Shave Club for only $5. For only $5. Your first box will arrive and you'll get an awesome heavy handle razor, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. No hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you want. To get this deal, join today at dollarshaveclub.com/fool. That's dollarshaveclub.com/fool. You shave?
Sometimes, like once a month.
It takes time. You got that fucking
Native American blood,
huh?
Yeah, it sucks.
I just started shaving, bro, and I'm fucking in my 40s, bro.
In your 40s, you could barely start growing a
beard. Barely, bro. I had a gray beard before I could fucking shave.
A gray beard? You know, I don't really like it too much. I usually just go to the barbershop, but like the whole thing, I'm really thinking about trying it because I don't like the fucking little... I'm sensitive to all that fucking...
You have curly hair or straight hair?
Yeah, I think it's curly hair in my beard.
So you get bumps, huh?
Yeah, hate that shit.
Oh, I hate that shit, man.
I got to use a machine and shit and not even get an actual shave, but just trim it. You know what I mean? It looks like a haircut.
What you got to do is use the machine first and then shave it with the little blade. It comes out better.
I'm going to try that with the Carver.
I did before we were Dollar Shave Club, just got scissors, bro. I started cutting it.
Scissors.
Right? And then shave,
a haircut?
Yeah, man. I was just shaving it, trying to get it all even.
You know,
then I looked in the mirror, looked up. Wow, it looked like a fucking dog bit it off. Has spots and shit.
I learned the hard way that not to cut your own hair as a little kid. Like, I did it when my parents were gone one day. And I thought, how hard could it be?
You know, cut yourself up.
I just, like, fucked up my hair so bad that, like, there was a bald spot. Like, there was spots that was, like, longer. And I was pretty old. You know, I was, like, fucking 9 and shit.
That's why you can't grow hair no more, dog, because of that incident.
Fuck you, dog. It does grow, just not that long.
I was trip out on women who have a mustache, you know, like they have a little mustache growing. They always say, oh, she'll probably play with her dad's razors. Who the fuck does that? I never got a shaver and go, I'm going to be like this fat fuck who lives next to me. Never. I never tried to shave my legs.
Yeah, I never thought about that either.
I shaved my armpits, though, when I was a kid. I don't know why, bro.
What about your ball sack? Like, if your chick tried to give you, like, a blowjob, it was too hairy down there. It kind of sucks for her.
Nah, I can't have fuck. Nah, man. I've seen him in porn, but I don't know, man. I don't know what man wants to shave all his pubic hair, man. Like, why add more?
Are you talking about like fucking like bald shave? Like,
you gotta like,
all right, that's like way too much, bro.
Oh, you gotta wax it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, is that what you were talking about? Like fucking like bald.
I mean, you
like,
gotta manscape, dog.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, dog. That shit, I don't know. I feel like that'd be too much.
I feel like my penis itches already. You know, I don't want to add an extra itch to it.
So you put Polvo, dog. You put Johnson & Johnson.
No, bro, Polvo's bad for you, bro. I heard that. It causes genital cancer.
Yeah. Talcos? Oh, I'm so glad I never used that.
You seen the commercial, dog?
No.
Stay up late and watch the commercial one day. It's there.
Damn, they only the.
If
drug
you
addicts
use
know
Johnson
and
Johnson, please call this number now.
Yeah, man, there's a settlement for you.
Yeah.
What are you gonna get, like $5?
Mostly for women, man. They got testicular cancer. Ovarian cancer.
Yeah, they put it up
there. Like an ice cream. What kind of flavor?
Why you putting talco up there though? After a
certain
age.
Yeah, like why
are
you putting like talcos on there? Like, I mean,
like once you're done with Pampers, you should be done with the talco.
I know, man. 21-year-old girl putting Pamper. What the fuck? I'm dating blow over here, eh?
Like it's called taking a shower. You know,
I remember I would use powder, but it was not the baby Johnson. It was like the one that has cornstarch. Cause my fucking, I used to have the mean rosado, bro.
Oh, you're talking about the one they put on babies, and it's like that's like only like I've seen, you only see Latino moms
too,
do that
man,
shit, bro. Like with the babies, like it's not
it's
even taco.
Maicena.
Yeah, maicena, that's the shit, dog. And then when it's cold, they're cooking that shit too. You're like, what the fuck?
I forgot about that when I put it on my body. I forgot that they make what Mexican mucho meal out of this.
Yeah,
atole,
yeah.
Atole, yeah.
You know that shit wasn't right when you're like, yo, why is this shit pink?
Like, hey, my boss tastes like strawberries.
like, what the fuck? It's like a seasoning.
But you can't afford it. And shit. What happened? It motherfucker gave me Duncan Hines, bro. I got a fucking cake growing here.
Yeah, you're like,
you got powdered sugar.
You start
down
thinking
there.
They're going to eat you and shit. You're like, fuck, they're buttering me up.
Oh, man, like, when I had the mean rash one time, right, and I put a lot of baby powder, man. Like, I think I was drunk. I put too much. I'm at the airport, and fucking Gabriel Iglesias spanks me real hard, bro. All that powder just pops out everywhere.
It's like dusty everywhere, just white dust.
They thought I was smuggling cocaine.
Did he put you aside?
A bag open, sir, yeah.
Damn, dog.
Strip search.
So where you from? E-Zone, where'd you grow up at?
I'm born and raised in LA my whole life, man. Like, I lived, like, probably, like, close to USC my whole life. So, when I was living in apartments with my family, is like, on fucking Kenwood, which is, like, down the street from USC. And then, like, now I just stay, like, 5 more minutes from there. Just, like, exposition.
I used to live back in the days on Washington and Oak.
Washington.
That's downtown LA. Yeah.
You stayed in downtown.
Is that like Pico Union?
Yeah, Pico Union, yeah.
Oh, that's the hood. Right?
I live close to the Olympic Auditorium. Like to be my hangout when I was a little kid. Wally's Liquor Store.
Wow, that's right there on San Pedro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on Trinity.
Is that by the studio?
Yeah, that's the only liquor store in the area. Either that or you got to go to Rite Aid because 7-Eleven don't fucking sell alcohol.
I know what sticker.
You got to go to Wally's.
Wally's, right? Yeah. Wally's past Washington.
It's right next to the other King Taco right there.
Yeah, oh, that's the OG. That's the original King Taco. Yep. That's the only King Taco I ever knew. Yeah, Wally's Liquor Store,
even more
bro.
Dangerous King
Bunch
Taco.
Bunch of flats hang out over there.
Primera flat, homie.
Yeah, I always thought 23rd, because my cousins, they're from Primera on West Side, though.
Okay.
23rd Street. And I remember my cousin, he died already, but he got shot in the face. He lost an eye. Ooh, that fucking it was back then when he got shot, they were giving away money for people who got shot. It was victims of crime.
Damn, like they'll get rewards.
So that fool, as soon as he got shot, he got a settlement, and they put him on SSI at 22.
So he was
sitting
being
fat,
shot
bro.
In the face, got him set for life.
Yeah, Peachy Sergio shot out.
Damn, I don't even think at the end of. I mean, is he like, is his face cool or what the fuck?
His face is cool, but just he has a little yellow eye, a little blue eye right here.
Wait, did
my cousin Julio died? Not Sergio.
Oh,
so Sergio's cool. He's like
a little blind, you know.
He's like Royal.
He has the little
Bushwick
glasses of like Jose Feliciano.
Like Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, imagine how much that
that's
had
crazy.
Hurt, though. Fuck that.
Where you grew up, man?
I grew up around that area, like around the Primera Flats area, but more towards like where the Playboys is at on the other side of fucking, was it Vernon? Vernon in Maine? Vernon San Pedro area right there.
That's funny, man. When you're from LA, man, you could just name the gang and they know where you're at.
Yeah. Yep.
You just name the gang, you know whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Man. Where you live at, bro? I live over there on
by the Crips.
I live over there by Harpies. Oh, okay, bro. You live there. Oh, I know where that is, bro.
Like Western,
Hoover.
Huh?
That's that park over there, right by Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. That's the park right there, dog.
No, Hooper.
Hooper, yeah, you're
Hooper.
Right. Hooper, the Hoover is like more heady.
Yeah, it's 38th Street.
Yeah, 38th
Hooper
Street.
Hooper is 38th Street. And that part,
38th Street's over there by the where you went to, by the fucking by the automotive and the fucking recycling bins.
Yeah, all over there.
Yeah, you're right.
By HP.
Yep. Dude.
That used to be my spot over there on HP before they built all the houses and Starbucks. The only burger place I used to go to was Andy's Special Burgers or Super Burgers.
Andy's on Santa Fe?
That's it.
You know, the closest spot that's like right by my house is like probably has like, it's been there for a while and his burger stands Tams, dog.
Tams
is still on Normandy Tams and Jefferson. Right there in that corner. I remember like when I realized one of my producer like stays in those apartments behind there. And I realized that when I first started recording, I was like, dude, I wanted to record every day, bro, just so we could eat at Tams.
Tams is good. So you went to high school out here in LA?
Yeah, what is it? Ironically, I fucking went to a K-12 in such a big ass city. So I didn't go there all the way from like kindergarten though. Like I got there from like 6, and then it was like from 6th grade to 12. I went to Fauché Learning Center, and that shit's like one of those like brother or sister school from like USC family of 5. So you get to like fucking go on the campus a lot, and that shit was cool, dog. But like, I don't know. I feel like I got cheated from a real high school experience, dog. I was like, I had to play tennis and soccer. Like, what the fuck, dog? I didn't want to play tennis.
So your school was the same school through your whole career?
Yeah, pretty much.
That sucks,
yeah.
Man.
It does. Like, I didn't, like, from 6th grade and on, like, it was just, like, 6 through 12. It's like,
so
man.
So you went to two schools? Elementary and then that school, and that was it?
Oh, yeah. I just went to elementary, and then, like, middle school and high school was the same shit. And I'm like, man, I got to get used to these assholes. Like,
yeah, that sucks. If they thought you were ugly in 6th grade, they'll think you're ugly all the way to 12, right? Yep. You're never going to reinvent yourself, bro. You got to change schools, bro. So you got to be like the new guy in a new school. Like, they know I'm a loser at the other school. But at this school, I'm fucking badass. I could reinvent myself. I'm a pop locker over here.
Luckily, it wasn't too bad. You know, I hung around with a pretty decent crowd. Me and my friend were kind of like class clowns throughout the whole time. So, like, we could get away with it. So it was like, I was like, as long as we don't get picked on, dog, we're good.
I went to, like, elementary school at Utah Elementary School. That was in Aliso Village Projects. Then in 6th grade, I went to 2nd Street, Hollenbeck, El Sereno, Roosevelt, and East Lutheran College, and then back to Roosevelt.
Damn, fool, you went to a lot of schools. I have a cousin like that, except he got kicked out of every single one of those. Like, it was like, I was like, dog, you took it like homework, dog. He, like, went from Dorsey to Manuel. He lasted one day at Fauché, and then he went to LA High. And he just kept going to every single one until, like, the whole district, like, told my tia, like, hey, you can't have your son in LA District no more.
Yeah, we're going to send him to Granada Hills High.
Yeah, and then my tia was like, well, go if you want to. I'm not fucking driving you way the fuck over there.
I was tripping on people that would, like, what happened, bro? Oh, man, I got kicked out. Bro, you were in there a day, dog. How you kicked out in a day? Oh, I saw an enemiga there, bro.
Yep, that's exactly what it was, dog.
Got down with that fool.
Especially with my cousin, like, he was during that era. He fucking do stupid shit like that all the time. I remember one time he showed up to the house, like, I was like, it was early dismissal for me, and this fool showed up running, dog. And like, my grandma didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, so she was like, oh, I'm just going to, like, let my grandson in and cook him a meal. And like, I'm like, fool, his fool came running for something. I remember I brought it up a couple years later. I was like, hey, you remember that day? He was like, yeah, dog. He was like, my grandma saved me from the cops that day. And my grandma doesn't know about that shit to this day, dog. He showed up, like, running, though, dog. You see the skinheaded motherfucker? He just, like, shirt's all sweaty. It's like fucking pulled on. There's a little blood stain on it. Fucking just like running to the house. Told my grandma he got released early. I was like, my ass, dog.
There used to be this guy that was a Crip at my junior high school. His name was Cornell Lewis. He was claiming rolling 60s, but lived in El Sereno. But he was straight up Crip, right? Cause we were in a bus one time and we passed by a neighborhood and that fool just took his hand out of the seat. Like it was Pac-Man, bro, going like this.
Off the bus?
Off the bus. Anyways, I went back to my junior high school in Hollenbeck, and then I saw this fool on the first day of school. And I was like, see, that's the advantage of going to a different school. Well, I was a big-ass nerd and a dork at El Sereno Junior High School, going to magnet classes, going to all the hard classes. Then I go back to Hollenbeck. Then I see him come in. I say, oh, shit. I get to hang out with the coolest guy in this school for the first time. So I got to meet him before he went to any class. That fool was only last a week in Hollenbeck.
Fuck.
He got kicked out. Fuck two chicks, he told me.
That's why he got kicked out? It.
No, man, he was gangbanging hard.
Oh, I thought, I was like, damn, he got kicked out.
He was gangbanging and gangbanging.
He told me he had sex with some chick. And I remember, man, I used to say, man, that chick has big ass titties, right? Then he told me he had sex with her in the quad, right?
Yeah,
there.
I fucked her, dog.
Then I asked her, bro, how, just like that? Yeah, man, I only opened, dog. Nobody was looking.
What? In school? You know what, though? It's always those troublemakers.
Junior high, bro.
The troublemaker kids be doing that shit, dog. In Fauché, they used to be like the third floor. They used to have a stairway to the attic. And during like fifth or sixth periods, dog, like everybody who like had like was a couple or whatever, that's the spot they would go to, dog. Like everybody knew. I'm like, dog, this isn't like a, like in my head, like thinking of when I was like, damn, they use that staircase like a hotel room.
You ever have, that shit goes down in your high school too?
That shit goes down at every high school. I went to like three different high
schools. Scary how now they're, we're older, we know that our kids are now doing it, huh?
Oh, it's like a, it's like on 10 times worse though, dog. Like,
ooh, that shit. The last day of school, I remember this guy that was my neighbor. That motherfucker was Jehovah Witness, bro. He never came out of his fucking house, but at school, he was a fucking animal, right?
Damn.
But at home, in the projects, never came out, bro. It's weird. Like, I could just, like, every, there's a liquor store in my neighborhood that everybody goes to. I could tell you right now, in the 13, 15 years that kid lived there, he did not walk even halfway to the liquor store. His mom didn't let that fool out. But he was telling me this crazy fucking story about some other fool named Cheater with long hair. And he said that there was this one chick, they were making out with her, and they took her to the pad. This is junior high.
Yeah.
They took her to the pad. No, it was high school. They took her to the pad. We were all 11th graders. He said that everybody, she has sex with everybody. And she, there were like five kids. And there was like one girl. And he goes, what happened, bro? And then he was talking about the crazy fool. What happened? Oh, bro, that fool's crazy, dog. After we were all done, this fool went down on her.
Oh, that's nasty.
And he said that he even, like, he would play with her with a hot dog.
Oh.
With a hot dog, bro.
With a weenie in and out.
With a real hot dog, he was playing with her.
You know what, Felipe? Those shit like that really be happening, man. Like, I had an experience. It's like, I felt like I was in a porno, right? Like, all right, so when I was at homecoming, like in high school, I ran for homecoming king. I was like, I could win this shit. The fool that's running is like some whack fool.
They knew you for 12 years, bro.
Like, for real, right? You know, I was like, yeah. I was like, I feel quite a rep.
You were running against the guy who just came into the school.
So, like, whatever, like, you know, that shit happened. You know, I won, whatever. And the next day, I've known this girl for, like, since, like, elementary, dog. And I always know she was, like, a wild chick, right? She's talking with my homegirl. And then, like, I'm chilling. They're like, hey, come here. And I was like, oh, what's up? They're like, you gonna go to the next class? I was like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, well, you want to go fuck? And I'm like, I thought they were joking. You know, I was like straight up like that. And I was like, ha-ha.
She told you or they told you?
No, my friend from like elementary like told me that straight up. And I was like, nah, this is like a joke. They were like, well, we'll text you when we're in front of the school. Because I was on the third floor. And this was like the entrance of the school right here. So like I went to class thinking, I was like, this bitch is bullshit. She must have been high on some shit. Whatever. So like I'm in class, maybe 30 minutes in the class, dog. And I was disruptive as fucking class. Like I had to sit every single class. I had to sit by myself next to the air conditioner, like next to the window. Like every one of my teachers knew, like this fool's assigned seat in every classroom, away from like the rest of the civil humans. So I get a text message and I look out the window and it's like my barber, my homegirl, my other two homegirls, and it's just like, yo, you coming? And I'm like, fuck, dog. So I started to fake a stomach ache, dog. I fake it. My teacher's happy as fuck to send me the fuck out. I walk out. We go to the fucking, we go, like, to her house, and we start walking. Like, the whole time, we're, like, literally, you know, talking. And I was talking to my barber, and I was like, hey, dog, you think this shit's going to go down or they're bullshit? And he was like, oh, we're like, she has a house to herself. And I was like, damn. Fool, I was, like, young. I was in, like, early high school, right? And I'm like, I'm getting nervous the closer we're getting to the house, right? Like, I'm like, man, I wonder what's, dog, her fucking tia's in the living room, right? So we walk in. It's a crowd, fool. It's a crowd. It's like probably four girls and me and my boy.
Fucking pussy pop up.
Like, literally, dog. Like, we're going in, like, and fool, she has a baby in the living room and shit. And we walk.
The tia?
Yeah, we walk in there. Hey, what us thought is, like, we're all whatever good kids and shit. We go into the room, and this bitch locks the door, right? She pulls out a fucking bottle of brandy from under her sister's bed. And she's like, here, drink some, relax. Bro, like, in a matter of, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes, like, my homegirl tells her, like, yo, like, so start getting to it. I'm like, what the fuck you guys are going to watch? Oh, so instead of watching, the homie starts fucking the other girl in her sister's bed. So, like, we're on this bed, and, like, my homie's with homegirl on this bed, and one of the homegirls is left out just, like, watching, bro. And I'm like, bro, this is the most craziest shit that happened in high school, dog. My barber will fucking verify his story. Whenever he cuts whatever hair's left over, you fucking...
What's left?
The one on my face, dog. Yeah. But still, like, that's probably crazy shit. And I'm like, dog, if we did that off of such a small fucking community when we were, like, fucking, I don't know, what was it, like, 16, 17? Like, a small community. Imagine the shit that goes on in schools like LA High and shit like that. You'd be surprised, dog.
Fucking fuck fest.
Fuck fest. You lucky, dog. I was nervous. Nothing like that happened to me, bro.
I just heard, me too, bro. Just her story, bro. No, it like, to me either.
I'm just jealous.
There was this one chick. I remember I was coming later. I used to go to swimming class at 6 in the morning to 7. Then I come out. Then I come back and take another swimming class because I was on the swimming team. I just got lucky, man. I didn't even try out. I just happened to be in the swim team. There was this chick that I knew from junior high. And I kind of like, oh, this girl's a party chick, right? But yeah. I don't have a chance. I don't have fucking long hair. I don't own no Aussie shirt. You know?
You don't own, that was the shit that made you legit.
She would have fucked me, bro, if I had a fucking... Judas Priest t-shirt, bro. Because that means that I went to the concert.
Yeah.
She said I'm a cool. But she was my height. I remember her, man. She was as tall as me. Pretty, man. Pretty. I don't remember her boobs because back then, you know, I don't remember, man. She had a fine ass now. But she would stop me. I was going out of the pool and she was coming in to change like with her backpack and her clothes, right? And she would just say hi to me or just stop me. Hey, where are you going? So I'm going back to my class.
Oh, really friendly stop.
Just stop. Because she wanted to talk to me. I guess she liked me. But I liked her too. But I didn't know how to take it to the next level, you know. I wasn't a comedian back then, you know. She didn't see me perform. So I ignored her. And then another time she would come. And she'd go, wait. And she'll give me a hug and a kiss and a cheek. Then she'll just stop me. And I never talked to her. But I wanted to talk to her. But I was already late to my class, dog. Right? So
you're a scholar.
Later on, I see my friend Adam. He was from this gang, or not really a gang. It was just like a football like a crew. They were called The Hill. From The Hill. His name was Adam, and he lived on top of a fucking hill. And then he was telling me, I ended up talking to him, and that fool told me that chick had went to his house, I guess that week, and another chick went to his house. And they showed up with 40 ounces, bro, like Old English, Mickey's, and they're just partying, them two drinking. And he told me that those chicks made out.
Bro.
And they got naked, and they were all fooling around, bro. And I was like, fuck, man. That could have been me, man.
Any chick.
That fucking could have been me. And I hated my life till then. And I said, what the fuck is wrong with me, man? Pussy was being handed to me in a fucking silver platter, and I never got it. I didn't see it. It was like, pussy, sir? Would you like some pussy? Nah, I'm good. I'm waiting for the fish plate.
Yeah, you feel like a little bitch
right after. I feel like a bitch, bro.
Like, I'm saving myself for marriage. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm waiting to meet somebody and get her pregnant to ruin my life. Hold on.
Bro.
It could have been her.
Those are the most regretful, like, when after high school is over, and then you get, like, a Facebook message or Instagram message.
Bitch is all fat.
Hey, I used to have a crush on you, and you're like...
Now you're telling me, bitch?
Yeah, you're like, your eye twitches a little bit, and you're like, you know what?
How come you didn't talk to me?
I'm going to block this bitch.
I tried, bitch. You weren't even having it. You would not give me the time of
day. It took you 3 kids to realize you liked me?
Yeah. Like, it took you 3 kids. And 2 different daddies.
That's how I measure how long like I've been out of high school and shit, dog. Like if I look at my like peers on Facebook, and it's only on Facebook because like all the people that fucked up stayed on Facebook and never went on Instagram or Snapchat.
You can tell how long you've been out of high school by you start reading your friend's ailments. What? This motherfucker got a sickle cell? That fool used to play tetherball with me.
Yeah, for real. Like UBC's. Fools be getting sick, dog. Like, for real, like, fools be getting sick.
Not even fucking funny, huh?
Yeah, like, fools be getting sick, dog. Like, you're like, you see fools like that. I've seen at the session, like, hey, I have gout. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like,
motherfucker, eat oysters?
Yeah, like, oh, what are you?
Are you Bobby Hill?
Yeah, like,
you're a Bobby Hill tattoo, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's in my finger.
The middle one.
It says Thug Life, and it's like a mugshot of Bobby. I have a lot of cartoon tattoos, man. My fucking tattoo artist has been waiting for a while.
The fools have been having ailments, huh?
Yep.
What's up? You missed out a lot of high school pussy?
I missed out on plenty because I was a fucking, I was a scholar like you. I was a fucking baseball player.
You used to call him Shy Boy. I
love baseball too.
I had to get my grades, you know what I mean, just to play. So
look at you now, though, man.
And I still didn't graduate.
I mean, for most people, you know, they went to like three different high schools because they got down with people or they tagged on shit. You know, I went to three different high schools because I was going to play baseball and shit.
What high school you go to?
I went to Thomas Jefferson in the hood, Jefferson High School.
You know Mr. Richard Allen? He teaches history, old Jewish guy?
Nah, I never had Mr. Allen.
But you know who that is?
Yeah.
The Jewish man?
Yeah.
Fool. I used to work selling hot dogs with that motherfucker. He sells peanuts at Dodger Stadium, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Richard Allen.
Yeah.
He still does that?
Yeah, he got married to one of his students.
What?
Yeah, he got married to one of his students from Jefferson High. But he tells me that we didn't start dating until after high school, believe it.
Oh, bro, hell
bullshit.
No.
Anyways, you were doing it.
Bullshit, wow. Bro. Bro, hell no.
Yeah, what he told me, man, they have a daughter together, right? And then me and I didn't see him for a long ass time. He walks up to me, Felipe, she left me.
Damn.
Because she left them for a guy that was working with them, a younger guy.
Of course. Well, how
much older was this fool than that chick? Like
fool,
20
that
years?
That fool's older than my mom.
Well, of course.
Damn.
She got tired of the old wrinkly
balls.
He has
to be at least 60-something years old now. And she's probably nearing barely 40 now. Or 38.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen that shit happen so many times. Like,
with
you know,
teachers?
No, not with teachers. But like, I'm talking about like in general. Like, you see fools that like, let's say in high school or like you knew like a hot chick that had an older boyfriend. And like, if you would have known how it was going to pan out and you could have like timed it right, you probably would have had that rebound chance because you know that shit's not going to work out now. You're like, bitch, you're 19 and this nigga is like 36. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to get married at 19.
Like when I was in high school, there was a girl who was 16 and she dressed like she was an older woman already. Bro, tacones, bro, high heels.
You hear that
sunglasses.
Fucking church noise going down the fucking hallway?
Nice pants, bro. And she was like 16 years old. She goes, I remember I was talking to her. And she goes, my boyfriend picked me up. Your boyfriend had a car?
Yeah, you're like,
and she's
fuck.
Proud to say it, too. He's 26. Bitch, yeah. You're 16, bitch. But back then, you don't know about the age that's wrong, right? Because I could have told her, bitch, I'm going to call the cops on that motherfucker. Fucking ripping that shit up.
Hey, you man, know, for real, though, he's right, though. That's what you think. You're like, damn, dog.
I know plenty of women that are with older men,
my
dog.
First thought was, when she told me that, fuck, I can't wait till I be 26.
That's what that. Oh, that's
the only
that's
thing
what
that
you
came to my head.
Damn,
you get a 16-year-old at 26, dog.
Damn, for real. Like, but that's what you think at that age. You're like, damn, man, I wish I could be that old.
I gotta be older, man.
And then when you get older, you're like, fuck that.
Yeah. And you know that shit didn't last. You're right, it didn't last.
No, it never does, bro. Like, there's many occasions. Like, I've been in situations where, like, what is it? Like, you have to compete with like the boyfriend she's been with for like 8 years, right? And whatever, you're like there, and then like they get back, like she gets back with him, and then you're like, you just go make some popcorn. Like, I just sat back and I'm like, I'm gonna go make some popcorn. I was like, I'm gonna watch this go down. I was like, it took a year later for that popcorn to be done, but I called it, dog. That shit was done with. Like, and what happens as soon as it's done? My fucking Snapchat lights up.
Hell yeah.
I was like,
alert.
Do you
alert.
What
the I looked old, at it.
What's the oldest woman you've been with, Shiki?
Oldest? I'll say 36.
How old are you? 10?
25.
25?
Yeah.
Man, we meet her at Dutch.
No,
nah,
not. I think I was like 23, actually. Yeah.
She was 36?
Yeah.
Did she feel older to you? Like, oh, shit.
I mean, she didn't seem like too old, but she seemed experienced. It was some of the best sex of my life, I'll say that.
Don't get me started
cougars,
on how old
man.
I was, dog.
Go
this fool
cougars.
Will fucking tell you, dog. Like,
what?
Right now, this fool's on
me.
Right,
I fucking just pull, like, for some reason, dog, I just don't pull nothing but, like, the older ones, dog. Like, when I was 18, dog, like, the girlfriend I was seeing was 26. Like, when I was 18 in high school, she'll pick me up, like, senior year and shit like that. Oldest woman I've been with is 40 years old.
40?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Probably, like, 2 years ago. So I'm, like, my 25.
Damn.
Yeah.
My baby mama was 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
We ain't together, man.
Fuck.
That was nothing to brag about. 9 years older and 90 pounds lighter than me.
I've been in a relationship where, like, the person is, like, 7 years older and, like, fuck, that shit's a big difference, dog. Like, God, real shit. Like, that shit, like, it's cool when like you're young for the first 2 months and shit like that. But then when shit starts getting serious and they start like, hey, I'm trying to like lock you down and shit, you start seeing like the fucking boa constrictor grip on you, and you, before you know it, you're like that dude in Anaconda about to get eaten, and you're like, oh, the fucking, come on, Ice Cube, come save my ass. Like, bro, you're just like, you're watching your life just get drained out of you like a fucking empty toothpaste thing.
You'll be at shows, man, and you think that that's that girl's dad bringing her to a show, but nah, that's her man.
Oh, bro, yeah. That's the worst. Yeah,
how, when I would look at that man, when I was working with Mike Epps, and I would see like a young woman, you know, she's a black woman, it doesn't matter what color, but you could tell, you know, we're probably all the same age, yeah. Or she's 30, but her old man is like 56, and I always think about it when I see an older man, a young girl, this motherfucker probably still whips her. Because it looks like a father and daughter relationship.
I just look at it, I'm like, last resort, huh? I'm like, couldn't make it out, huh? Like, didn't work out for you. That's what I think about when I'm like, man, there's no way that shit's real, dog. I mean, maybe there might be a few cases where that shit might be, like, legit. It's not no fucking de interés and shit like that. But when I look at it sometimes, I was like, damn, man, your goals didn't plan out, huh?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
You needed that security blanket, huh?
Hell yeah, man. I need me a roof.
Yeah, you need somewhere to stay.
A bank account.
Living in the hood, man, like, it happened to a lot in my hood. Like, you would see fools that just got locked up, fools that got released from prison, and they have nowhere to go now because their mom don't want them. So these fools hook up with the ugliest chick in the hood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that shit.
With fat ones.
The fat one with three kids. Yep. And her man locked up, too.
Yep. I've seen that shit way too many times. And you're like, damn, fool. You're just like, you're in the crossfire. Like, you went from a fucking, like, a negative environment. Like, fool, you get, well, public storage would have been a better option, dog. Like, just go $1 a month.
Instant family.
You know what?
Just add water.
I've had homies, dog. Like, homies that have, like, stepped into something like that. And I'm like, dog, like, she already had two trophies. Like, and they ain't yours. Like, no, dog. It's like, if you're not ready for it, and sure enough, when I've seen homies that have come back and be like,
shit.
Like, hey, dog. Like,
shout out to my cousin Gabi. That fool got a chick with two kids already. So shout out to that fool.
He hit the baby lottery where he hit that scratcher. He's like, you got two kids.
Yeah, dog. Like, and then he added three more to that.
Damn.
And then they broke up. And then she had another kid with another dude. So she has six kids with three different daddies. Shout out to her.
Fuck.
Damn.
That's a fucking heavy Carfax.
Well, that's your problem is when a couple, let's say you're with somebody, right? And you have your kid. You have two kids together. You break up. You come back together. She comes back pregnant. And you got someone else pregnant. Damn. That shit happens, man.
It's crazy.
Now that's like fucking tying your shoes together, dog. You know, like,
life's over at that point.
Yeah, like
you're gonna fall soon.
Yeah, like you're gonna, like, no matter how slow you walk, it's gonna take one little step to just fucking boom.
The manager told me a crazier story, man. What was that singer that he ended up hooking up with somebody? Then that person came back with kids, and they both died. Now he's watching kids that aren't even his. Bob Geldof, what happened?
Damn, that's fucking.
And then he dies. Michael Hutchinson? Yeah, so now he's watching kids that aren't even his.
Fuck, I'm surprised with all that shit. He didn't die too, dog. Fuck.
It's like me, myself, and Irene, dog. He's like the father to three black kids that aren't his because his wife took off. But wow. They love him anyway. Shout out to Jim Carrey.
The fool are smart, though.
Yeah, they're geniuses. Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know if I could do that, dog. Like, I think I'm a little bit, like, even at this age, I was like, man, am I too selfish to think about a kid? Like, I'm 27 right now, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I like the attention. Like, it's good. Like, I'm not trying to share that yet, bro.
Hell no, bro. It just changes your whole life. Your whole schedule changes around a kid. Yeah. That's why I always tell ladies, man, on Facebook, if you don't want to live a life of poverty, don't have kids till you're 30 now or 35. You know, people say, I can have a kid right now. No, you can't have a kid, but think about it, man. But nobody's gonna watch that motherfucker for you when you gotta go to work.
But then they get that like once they get 35 and or like what certain age, like women start panicking, bro. Like they start panicking. That shit's like fucking like a fish coming out of water, bro.
Start dating a 35-year-old, bro.
No, bro, hell no. Oh, I don't even start.
She started telling you, bro, what the fuck are we doing right now?
I just got, oh man, I just.
Did they tell you that?
Bro,
what the fuck are we doing right now?
I don't even want to talk about it, bro. I had to deal with that shit so bad, dog. I had somebody pretty much like literally like trying to change my lifestyle, like overall. And I'm like, I love the chick, but I'm like, God damn, like, why the fuck do you want a kid?
Because I'm 35.
It's like, God.
Because when the baby turns 20, I'll be 55. And you'll be 47. You'll be right.
I'll be a silver fox. You know, I could walk out.
Do you have no kids?
Nah, I got no kids, thankfully.
Nope, no kids.
You guys are lucky, bro. You're a rare breed.
Yeah.
Right? We're Latino. You know what? You know, our friend who just came back from Europe, this fool's like, you guys should go to Europe. You guys will be like unicorns out there.
Yeah.
he's like something different.
It's like we don't exist out there in Amsterdam anyway.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, man. For real. I went to Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and I met these guys from Rotterdam, and we were smoking, and I told them where I'm from. Man, when you're from East LA or the hood in LA, once you go to Rotterdam,
yeah,
you have fucking, you rank, bro. He goes, man, you have stripes already, bro. Like
automatic?
They bow down when you come to your town.
Should go there with a fresh haircut.
Fool, that guy was cool. He was quoting Blood In, Blood Out in a Dutch accent. I got your esquina.
For real, dog?
They love Blood In, Blood Out.
Wait, I think I saw that. Was that a while back? You posted a video of like two twins or something.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, they're from those chicks are from Morocco.
Yeah,
they're
like
two Muslim girls.
And they're quoting the lines
blood
from
in,
the
blood
yeah,
out.
Damn, that's crazy. You know what though? That fucking culture, that side of the culture influences a lot. Like I saw a video of like fools in Asia. They're like straight, like look like bangers, dog, and
yeah,
they're all
yeah,
about
low
that
lowriders
and shit. And they're like straight, like they're like little homie dolls, like
wearing Nike Cortez and Dickies,
yep,
creased up.
The problem is that we don't show up when the movie comes out, though. We wait till it comes out on video.
Yep.
Like I can say right now, I didn't go see Lowrider.
I didn't see it either, dog.
I mean, it's still out there. You still
that shit
can.
Made $2 million in 357 theaters.
Is that low?
I have no idea.
I think that's pretty low.
That's pretty good, right?
I mean,
it was the number nine movie.
How much did it cost to make, though? That movie couldn't have cost more than a couple hundred thousand.
I don't think it was a really high budget movie.
Yeah.
Or anything.
It was made with a gift certificate.
It was made by students in college.
Yeah, estudiantes. It's funny, man, when you watch a movie like Lowrider, just say the movie Lowrider, or any movie that has Latinos in it, and you're like a somewhat celebrity or you're known, like I'm known as a stand-up comedian, but they right away start hit you up, bro. How come you're not in that fucking movie, dog? Like, damn. I have a choice in this.
Don't you think I would have wanted to be on that red carpet, motherfucker? Like,
I'm pretty sure they hit up you, bro. Hey, bro, you didn't fucking couldn't get Be Real in it.
Yeah, like, I get that all the fucking
time. Like,
what
time. The fuck? Is that our choice?
I've said the funniest shit I've said to somebody is like, hold on, let me pull that motherfucker out of my pocket for you, dog. Like, here you go, dog. Ask him yourself. Yeah, people think that shit or like. Whenever, like, they see, like, other shit go on in the community and they're like, how come you didn't do that event? I'm like, motherfucker, does it look like I'm putting it together? Like, I would love to be on that roster. But, yeah, it's like that sometimes. Motherfuckers don't understand. It's like, you have to go out there and do some shit to make
that
impact.
Yeah, man, listen, motherfucker. When the last time you saw Felipe Esparza wearing a Pendleton around Eva Longoria?
I can't say I recall that, man.
Never, man. But they didn't choose me. They chose my hood, but not me. Even when they made American Me, I was there. I was like, no, I wasn't there. I was in rehab when they were shooting that movie.
Damn.
Or else I would have been in that shit, too.
All the people from the neighborhood were in that movie, right?
Yeah. My friend was in. My friend did all the tattoos for Blood In, Blood Out.
Were they real tattoos?
They were all henna.
Tres puntos.
Hainas.
All he had to do was three dots? Everybody.
That shit was shot in my neighborhood. Right there where Miklo Mons lives.
Yeah.
That's my friend Miguel's house.
Damn, that's the hood.
Then after that, they knocked down the projects.
With that gentrification going down?
Nah, those projects need to go, bro.
They
knocked them down and they made more projects.
They were getting rid of the courtyard style.
Yeah, they were getting rid of the whole courtyard, Estrada Courts looking projects.
Oh, that's right.
Like the project where I grew up at looked like the projects from B&E and Hazard.
They were doing it
to bust up the game. Yeah, that's what they did in Chicago with those big ass high tower shits.
Yeah,
that's some big ghetto ones though.
Yeah, like they literally took all of them down because like the whole thing would be is like they would, as long as the cops would come up there trying to, they all they would do is run upstairs. Like by the time they get upstairs, like yo, like who the fuck is gonna stop them?
when I was over there in Chicago, I passed by those projects, and there was a guy who told me that, no, man, these motherfuckers was snipers up there. Like, if you're not from the hood, they'll shoot you from way up there. Yeah. They will have shootouts with the other projects. And then he goes, go to that police, go to that fire station, go look at the wall. And I went to go look at the wall. Man, that fucking wall was full of holes, dog.
Fuck.
Just from people shooting over each other.
Snipers, yeah. Dog?
Were there gangsters in your neighborhood? Gangbanging?
I mean, they still gangbang, you know what I mean? But it's not as crazy as it used to be.
Yeah, that's...
But they still gangbang. These fools still, you see them at night writing on the walls and shit.
Just... Yep. I just think that's what happened, dog. Like, when I grew up, like, in the 90s, because I grew up in, a mixture of, like, a Crips and, like, a Harpies neighborhood. So, like, I, like, grew my neighborhood where I live is, like, it's predominantly Crips. So, like, I just kind of didn't see. I did see it. You would see the cops pull
Hooper
up and all
Crips,
shit.
Huh?
No, 30s Crips.
30s?
Yeah, like, so.
Rolling 30s?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, like, these fools would just kind of just kick it there, like. And I already knew. I was like, yo, my mommy was like, he's like, hey, he's like, leave those guys alone, you know, like, no te metas con ellos.
No te metas en líos, mijo.
Yeah, that kind of shit, you know.
And also, don't rat.
You'd have to fucking walk, like, you know, past these fools to go to the school. And, like, I don't know. They never fucking said anything. All I ever heard from them was like, what's up, cuz? Like, that's all I ever heard from them. Like, I guess the fact that they saw me with a backpack, they didn't really fuck with me.
You didn't fit the description.
Yeah, I didn't fit the description or whatever. But, yeah, like, I did see a lot of this shit. The craziest shit I ever saw go down in the neighborhood, there's two things, dog. There was one time where these apartments, like two houses, like in front, like from where I live, like cops came one day, and I think somebody was barricading themselves. Like two cops busted out that shotgun they have in the car.
Damn.
And started blasting at the windows, dog. Like, and everybody got a letter the next day saying, like, an apology for what happened. That was before shit happened. And then the other time, the craziest shit that happened, this is the craziest shit, dog. Like, three fucking young motherfuckers, right? Pull up in a bike. This is my house next door. Pull up in a bike. Like, one of these little fools calls a fool out in the fucking Porsche. One of them shoots him, and all three of them take out in a bike and disperse.
Damn.
And murk that fool. That kid was like 15. Fool. I was like, damn. And I was leaving the house at that time, dog. You're like, what the fuck?
Fool, I was at Homeboy Industries at the Silk Screen. I was there to order some shirts. I just one last comic standing. It was 2011. I was there with Lisa and little Miklo, her son. He was young. He was like 5 or 6 years old, little abuelito, blonde hair, blue eyes. He's just on the floor playing with his cars, right, while we're waiting for our shirts. And the guy helping me, I know him. I grew up with him. I know his brothers. He used to gangbang too, and the other guy used to gangbang too. And pretty much everybody that was helping me in that Homeboy Silk Screen used to gangbang. So, man, these two fools come in with hoods on their faces, and with have bandanas, right? Bandanas.
Yeah.
And they were kind of dirty, and they were like, they just rush in there, right? And they're trying to open this door to where all the employees are at, but it don't open. And he looks at me, and he looks down at Isaac Plain, and the fools, they fucking bone out. They leave, right? And after they left, I asked the guy working there, he goes, you have to have no gas mask for these guys. They gotta breathe in that bad air. Cause I thought they were employees.
Yeah.
They were all dirty. Then that fool looked at me like a ghost, and he just ran, dog.
What?
He fucking ran and left us there.
What?
He left us there, right? And then he ran, and then he called Father Greg Boyle. Listen, man, these fools just came in here trying to blast somebody. So they're probably heading to the bakery, let everybody know. And that's it. He hung up. They didn't call the fucking cops. They didn't tell nobody where. We almost just been in a fucking gang style massacre right now.
Fuck.
Fool, these fools came in ready to kill somebody, bro. They came in holding their hands like this. They have bandanas and they try to break into the employees are at, but we were like in the office waiting. And then that fool just took off running. I'm pretty sure if there was no child there, we probably would have been shot.
Wow, dude. That's so crazy. Pretty much Miklo pretty much saved the
Miklo,
day.
Miklo, bro. Saved the day, dog.
Saved it.
Damn.
That's why, man, you don't give back to the community.
That's why you got to have children.
That's why you don't give back to the community. And those fools, I wonder the fools, if it was a personal beef or those fools were just mad that these fools are like not about that life no more.
Oh, no, man. They had shot one. If you know, they had those guys... Who got shot? Well, a person got shot where I grew up,
like a week ago.
Yeah. He got shot. You know, he got shot. I grew up with it. I know that kid. He got smoked. So that was a, and then they found out, I guess, that the guy that shot him, his homies work at this particular homeboy silkscreen.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So, so it was premeditated.
Yeah.
Retaliation.
Yeah. Retaliation, bro. Let's just get anybody, bro.
Damn.
So that's the closest.
That should be happening more than you think just because it's not televised.
Yeah, gangbanging is still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just more organized, dog. You know what movie painted it pretty good? End of Watch.
Yeah,
that movie fucking got it on point because all those neighborhoods is like, I'm like, man, I drive through those neighborhoods. Like, I'm like, I've driven through that house before. Like that house where they bust out all the illegals. I was like, I know where that house is at, dog. I'm like, yeah. I've driven by it. I'm like, that's where all those fools came out and like all those like illegal fools were tied up and shit. That's just crazy. That's how I think that's how the organized crime is.
Yeah, man. And then when that fool stuck that gun out to that cop, that's how bicycles are. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. They don't, dog. I really think that's like the really shit that
gets. That's real shit right there.
Yeah, because in Mexico, that's how they probably would have done it. Like, motherfucker. Matter of fact, in Mexico, there wouldn't have been no cop going up stopping this motherfucker.
No, he wouldn't have stopped them.
That fool would have been like, let that motherfucker go, dog.
He already knows,
bumping
man.
Chalino in a fucking Chevy Silverado. Let mm-hmm. that motherfucker go, dog.
Even if it's not a dirty cop, he knows not to fuck with dirty cops' money.
Yep. Yeah, real shit. That's how crazy it is. And you know what? I like to vacation in Mexico. Like, I like going to, like, you know, that's like the spot. I like fucking.
You were just there, right?
Yeah, I was there, like, for my birthday last year. And, like, I was out in a resort and Cabos and stuff like that. And let me tell you, dog, you get the feeling of it's like everything is, like, ran by these motherfuckers, dog. Like, there was some shit I saw go. There was a couple things go down. So, first of all, the resort, dog. It's like around this, like, it's called Magala fucking plant. It grows in the fucking swamps or whatever. So this is like Diamond Ash fucking resort. And like outside of it, it's like wild shit. Nigga, there's nothing but gators outside. Like, and there's like one road. And like sometimes you might see the gators up in the front. And you're like, okay, that's like strike one. Number two, off of a night of partying there, there was a dude with a very fluorescent Gucci shirt, mustache, blinged out, had like 20 heads inside this club. There was karaoke night. He had like some fine chick. She was like, fine, look like a reportera, dog. Like, real shit. Look like a reportera. Like, reportera, fine-ass chick right there. And this was...
K-M-A-X.
He's fucking picking every one of his posse. He's like, oh, you dance, you sing this song, you do this. And we're watching this go down, right? Like, and he's like, everything he says goes. He goes to the DJ, play that song three times. The DJ plays it. And then I'm right there with the girl I was with. And what is it? We were there with another couple. And this motherfucker tries to get at the other dude's, like, girl. And he will not give it up. Like, he's persistent, bro. Like, he did not give a fuck. Like, and the other dude didn't really know what to say because he seen 20 fucking Mexicans up in there. Like, and this was dressed like fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, straight bothered out. And, like, he seemed like he ran this shit, dog. And, like, the next day, old dude's, like, walking out with two duffel bags. And there was a fucking Ferrari in the fucking resort where it's nothing but dirt. Like, nothing but dirt road around fucking alligators, dog. That shit's fucking deep out there, dog. It's fucking crazy. Like, you have to fucking be from the U.S. to notice that kind of shit out there. I think they don't fucking notice it because they're so used to it. They're like, oh, we don't even want to notice it. We'll get killed for that.
You notice right away, huh?
If you're fuck from the hood. Yeah. Who the fuck puts a Ferrari in the fucking middle of, like, a fucking, like, rough, undeveloped road? Shit's, like, fucking like this. Like, the Nissan Versa barely made it there, and there's, like, gators everywhere. Like, who puts a fucking, like an expensive car like that? And it was a brand new one, too, dog. Like, all muddy and shit. You're like, that's suspension itself.
He probably paid cash, huh?
For real.
It was some other level. And he looked like a Mexican Super Mario, dog. Like, that mustache. Yeah. He got that little gut. He had that hair to the back.
That was in Cabo San Lucas?
No, that was in Cancun.
So they're pretty much organized, huh? Like, they know not to fuck around with the tourists around, huh?
Yeah, like, I feel like they just go there to just, like, either collect money or just, like, let that shit go. I wouldn't be surprised if the resorts are owned by them. To be honest with you, like, I would not be surprised. Like, it would, because that's a lot, like, the way shit is out there. And you talk to a couple employees and shit's, like, legit, you could get whatever you want out there. Like, they have shit set up, like, shops and shit.
Good food?
Hell yeah. My favorite thing to go to Mexico for is fucking seafood. Like,
you love the seafood? I love ceviche, all that?
That shit, dog. I fucking, like, I will, if somebody tells me, hey, if you go to this spot that's fucking two hours away and it's the best ceviche you're going to have, I'm going to go there and have ceviche and, like, eight beers.
You love ceviche?
I love ceviche.
You know, somebody too much to a ceviche spot, man, I kind of was like, it was, but I'm not used to having like the whole shrimp on it. It was called Agua Chile.
Oh, that shit's so good, dog.
HP, this big place.
What's it called? Except,
I don't know, man. But I know that they watch cars on the side, too.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's huge, bro.
Yeah. Every time on Sundays, it's like super packed. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, dog.
But they have good at what you
do. I don't know the name of it, but like my fucking brother's wife fucking picks up food from there on Sundays, and she goes early, dog, like early. And I like aguachiles, though. Like, that shit's bomb. But that shit will leave your fucking lips like fucking picante and shit. You like spicy food?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? I can't. I like spicy food, but it's like, I gotta really love it for me to put up with it, dog. I don't like fucking sweating all the time. Like, I used to work at the mall one time, and I became friends with this like Indian dude who worked at the kiosk. It's food about curry one time, right? And I had never tried curry in my life.
Oh, man.
Dude, tell me why I fucking spent like the last hour just like in the back room, just like, oh my God.
One thing about Indian food, when they say medium or hot,
that shit means
don't something. Fucking get the medium, bro. Medium is fucking hot.
He was like, it is not that hot. I was like, motherfucker.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah. I'm like, this shit is fucking hot, dog.
Thai and Indian food could be fucking something hotter than Mexican food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause we don't just put chili just to fuck it all up.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, that's like, that's, I feel like that's what I got of it. I was like, why would you like that level of spice? Is that to keep in shape? Like, is that to keep in shape or to sweat it out or something? But you know what, though? After you do sweat out all that shit by the chili, it does kind of feel like, oh, you're like, oh, did I detox myself or what, dog? Because your shirt's all like drenched and shit. You're like, why did this shit make me sweat? It's like taking a big dab. You know how, like, you get the dab sweats? If you take a really good dab and it fucks you up, like, you start.
Hey, what's up with fucking hot ass Hoochie Chicks trying to do dabs on fucking Instagram, bro?
They're trying to do it for the gram, dog.
Yeah, dog. To get free dabs and
free dabs and free merch.
Let me tell you, dog, if they had a cocaine cup and they were giving out free coke, these bitches would be doing rails on fucking Instagram. Yeah,
I'll show up with a spoon, bro.
Like, they would be doing the same shit, just different drugs. The fact that this is so, like, you know what, though? And, like, you see this shit a lot in these events, and we've seen it before because we were going to these events when there was nothing but dudes there.
Yeah,
like, back in the day,
like, there was nothing but dudes there. All of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, it's like they started looking through Instagram and they started waking up saying, "Hey, these fucking weed heads are making some money." And all of a sudden, you see the flock; they be coming in there peacocking and shit. Like, we deal with this shit all the fucking time. Like, I've had people, I've had chicks try to approach me just so like they could try to go ahead and come kick it at the studio or like try to be backstage to kick it in with B and shit. And you would smell that shit from a mile away. You're like, no, bitch, curved.
How'd you get started at Be Real TV, you guys?
This fool was there before me, dog.
Yeah, how'd you get started? After college?
Pretty much. I mean, for the short period of time.
You're like
I spent
a producer there?
Well, yeah, I run most of all the shows actually there. I do what this guy does right here, pretty much.
Yeah.
Exactly what he does.
So there's a lot of shows every day, huh?
Yeah. Monday through Friday. And
Where can they find it at? Be Real TV.
www.bereal.tv. And it's Monday through Friday. We got shows from.
You got shows every hour? Or?
Our first show is at, I believe it's like 9 in the morning. We got we got DJ, what's his name? Eddie B. Swift in New York. We got different locations. And then we have the Dr. Green Thumb show at 1 o'clock every day with Be Real. You've been on there.
Then you got to have the Cadillac smoker or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, we got the, actually, we switched up now. It's he bought a Chevy Impala now. Well, a Caprice, a Glasshouse Lowrider. So it's a new one. I don't know if you haven't been in that one, right?
No, I wasn't a Cadillac.
You should do a part two, dog.
You got to come back and do another one in the new car.
Yeah, you got to
do it before September 30 because that's when my HBO special comes out, so.
You know what? I'm gonna see if I can talk to that fool about that. That way you can talk about that in the smoke box.
I really thought for a long time that they were driving, bro. When I watched that show, I was like,
were you watching it stoned?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
I was watching it on TV. Go, nah, they can't be driving. Be Real can't be driving like that. It's illegal.
If only they did drive.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, dog. I was like, you don't know him that
I'm like a nerd. It's illegal, eh?
Dude, that car gets pretty fucking smoky. Like, we've seen people come out of there like way too smoked out. We've like, seen people like
hop out before the interview is even
over.
Yeah,
that's true. There's been a couple people that like when that happens, what happens in the video, it goes like
yeah.
Like they put an X over them. Yeah, it's like that, dog. Not many people know how to smoke like that. Like, they're not used to it. They say, like, I've had people come from other states and say they could smoke, and they come over here and you give them a little bit of some of us, and then they're like, oh no.
Has Be Real ever been to a play where there's no weed? I've been to a lot of places, man.
What did he say?
Probably on Felipe Esparza.
What did he say today? The two places that he that what is it? He won't even think about it.
New Orleans and what?
No, oh, Dubai.
No, he said. Yeah, he
oh,
said.
Oh fuck, Dubai can go there.
He said. What is it? The Middle East and fucking Asia. He's like, those are the two places.
Yeah, they'll chop your fucking head off.
He's like, he wouldn't try to even fucking try to blaze it, dog. It's fool.
Japan, Singapore, the Philippines now.
Oh yeah. Oh, they fucking
Philippines
kill you
for sure.
They feed you the alligators there, dog. If you're a drug addict. Real shit.
Their president's out of his fucking mind over there.
That is crazy, man.
Like, this fool has, like, drug militias. Like, he be making, like, public threats, talking about he's going to eat his enemies' livers. Like, crazy. He's like some psycho shit.
What's up, fool? You got anything coming up, man?
Hell yeah, man. We do got a couple things coming up.
Listen, everybody. Y'all want to come?
Yep. So, pretty much July 7th to the 9th, we just confirmed this today, the biggest hash festival in California, or I would say right now in the world, Chalice, is going to be going down. And your boys, We Don't Smoke the Same, which is Chicadelic and myself, will be performing on the main stage. We will have a booth for all our merch and all our terps. And aside from that, it's going to be a very good time because, like I said, this is the world's biggest hash
Chalice,
festival.
Man.
It's fucking Chalice.
I want to say this is our biggest show yet for us. For yeah. Sure.
But you guys also perform in the rap group, right?
Yeah, that's our group. We Don't Smoke the Same. So, like, they booked us as a group, and we're like, yo, we're excited about that. And follow our Instagrams for giveaways, because we're going to be giving away tickets all month long. These are $150 tickets, too, by the way. Like, these are three-day passes.
Three-day passes.
Yeah, like, this shit's, like, legit. And it's wow. Like, you have fun there, bro. Like, I'm going to get you up and come up in there if you have time to come up in there. But this is definitely one of these events you don't want to miss out. I honestly think it's going to be bigger than High Times, to be honest, if I had to say something, or it's going to be right around that level. But yeah, make sure you look out for that. And
where's it going to be?
Victorville.
Private?
No, it's
going to
be Victorville. The second time.
Do you know license?
I believe what is it? They will have doctors on site, just like right at the entrance if you don't have it. And there is some like some leverage to the whole legalization, because I know some people, once they're 21, and like and I'm not sure if that's the case for
yeah because certain places, once you're 21, you could just give them your ID and
this hash fest happens every year, because I know I'm trying to remember last year.
I think this is like the fourth one. Is this the fourth year or third, something like that? It's pretty brand new, the Chalice.
So July
festival.
7th through the 9th, what's it called?
Chalice Music Festival, right? Well,
Chalice Music Festival, people.
Yeah, Chalice is the biggest hash festival. It's called Chalice, California. Music, glass, hash, and art.
So people can buy a three-day pass if they want?
Three-day pass, or they can watch our Instagrams and try to get them, because we're going to be leaving them everywhere. You might just leave them like somewhere around here in Burbank.
And you do a lot of, I noticed that you do a lot of those, like what Louis the 13th does. You put, every once in a while, you hide a little stash for somebody.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Free tickets. That's awesome you guys do that, man.
I might do that, and sometimes I'd be hiding weed sometimes, you know, like, because I recently started doing my collabs with Flavors. Like,
you got your own brand.
Yeah, like, I have my whole thing. Yeah, I actually brought this for you, but it's my Italian wedding. So this is, what is it? Pretty much, like, what I do is, like, I have my company called Flavors by E-Zone, and I do a lot of collaborations with different companies, whether that's, like, a glass company, a weed company, a dab company, whatever you make, as long as a candle company, whatever, I can go ahead and we can work together and try to push out and do some quality work, we will do it. So, like, this one is called Italian Wedding. The reason it's called Italian Wedding, because there's two strains to make it. It's gelato bread with wedding cake. And that makes Italian Wedding, and that's under my collaboration with Dab Ave, which is, you know, the company that grows this. I also have other shit, like I have my Puff Penny Melt candles, which is, you know, the candles, they all have a pendant inside, which is, like, a really big part of our culture, because a lot of motherfuckers be buying, like, pretty heady, like, glass, you know what I mean? Like, some of these glass chains and some of these glass rigs are worth, like cars.
What is that, though? That for the dabbing?
No, this is just fashion. It's like a necklace. Oh. So it's like what I did. It's my boy Empty One Glass made me this pendant with my logo. This is like my main logo. It's like my cookies logo, like, but it's for E-Zone. And yeah, it's pretty much like that. And like, I just try to go ahead and get my hands on everything I can, that as long as I support it. So like, I have shit like my own candle with Puff Penny Smells. I have Flavors by E-Zone with that bab. What we do, I'm trying to get my own CBD water to come out. I'm just trying to, yeah, I'm trying to do a little bit of everything, because there's awesome. A demand for it, man.
And you put, also the first time we went to your shop, you have your own E-Zone dabs, too.
Yeah, that's a part of the flavor line. So like,
that shit was strong.
I gave you the grape soda that day.
Grape soda's fire.
Yeah, that grape soda's fire. That's one of our, shout out to you guys. Just grape soda and fresas con crema is the number one selling flavor for us right here. Yeah, like this Italian wedding, it's like more of an indica. And I remember that day we all did get faded because we had barely got the dabs. Like I was literally excited over the fact that I had just gotten that flavor. So you came in at the right day, fucked that shit up, and people like. Hopefully we win some cups this year. That's all I'm looking forward to. And
so the E-Zone, your strain is gonna be at up for award.
We're gonna try to enter it for some of these upcoming events, like because you know that's what you try to do, get some recognition when it comes to like if you have something. I'm more on the exotic side. Like I consider this exotics because it's not your regular kind of weed. Like the genetics come from up north, and yeah, I had to kind of look for it and stuff like that. And then aside from that, just looking forward to a lot of merch. Like our merch should be available at Chalice. We have 3 designs coming out as We Don't Smoke the Same as a group. So like just make sure you look out for that, and it will be. And check out the website. All my merch and all our merch is going to be available on this site right now. So far, it's just wedontsmokethesame.bigcartel.com.
Where can they follow you at, Sheck? Sheckadelic.
You can follow me at on IG. Sheckadelic. That's Sheikadelic, or on Snapchat, Sheiky Be Real TV. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Where you can follow me. I don't sell shit like E-Zone or have weed or anything. I just fucking rap. That's just my thing.
Yeah, you do sell. You sell yourself though.
No, but my shit, I don't sell myself like that.
You're a battle people?
Nah. I'm like I'm more into like songwriting and shit instead of battling people. That's my thing.
Yeah, this fool gets down with the pen, dog. Like yeah. I like more and less like that commercial kind of new trap wave kind of shit. Like I like that new shit. That's the reason I think like it like helps us keep. I don't know. For me, I look at it as like it helps us keep like ourselves on our toes. Like so, like whenever I need to sharpen my knife when it comes to that boom bap shit he kills, I'll like get on his. Like I'll be like, yo, what do you got? And then like whenever like he wants to make something different or like something like you know some trappish or something that's like not what he would normally look for. Like I'll like he'll look for what I got.
How long you guys known each other?
5 years now.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
Damn,
what would you tell anybody out there who's listening, who's trying to get into marijuana or any kind of endeavor, like
or just trying to follow your passion?
Yeah, general? Just follow your passion, man.
Because that's how I ended up here. Like, I graduated from college and
marketing, right?
And communications, the minor in marketing. So what is it? I ended up graduating from college at Cal State Northridge. I got my degree over there, and I didn't know what the fuck I was gonna do after college. I thought I was gonna end up.
You was undeclared.
Yep, I thought I was. Yeah, I thought I was gonna end up working at a fucking the clothing company I was with at that time, and sure enough, what is it? I got out of college. I was out there, didn't know what the fuck to do. I was about to work at Enterprise, dog. Automatically qualified for a fucking like manager position, right? And during that week, I get a call back from BeReal TV saying, "Would you like a fucking internship?" And taking an internship landed me my first opportunity with Young and Reckless Clothing. So I was like, you know what? I might have to bite the bullet, but I can hustle it out for a year if it doesn't work out. So I left that fucking job that fucking guaranteed like 80K a year at Enterprise. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go try this out. And I just never looked back.
Hell yeah.
Like, I was like, fuck it. And I met this asshole.
What's up, Fool Podcast? And you guys have your own show together too, right?
Yeah, we do.
Rodrigo was on it.
Yeah,
we do. That's actually just started. We Don't Smoke the Same podcast on YouTube. Make sure you look out for that.
Go get on that next time, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we gotta have you on it.
Yeah, we do. That's gonna be lit. If you do come on that, we're gonna have something crazy, like something crazy, dog. Like,
You do a rail of Keith, dog?
Hell no. We'll bring Rodrigo for that shit, dog.
Yeah, for real. Bring that. We'll be like, hey, fool, come here, dog. Where's that vacuum nose? We should, what is it? I'm going to try to get a special blunt made for that day, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. Super-sized me.
Like a fucking, because we be getting some, like, crazy blunts. We smoked out of guns, a 5-pound RPG. Like, we have, dog. There's an RPG, a 5-pound RPG blunt that was lit by B-Real and, what was it, CHR
anniversary? Yeah.
Fucking a fucking 5-pound blunt. Shout out to CHR for throwing that shit. Made out of gold, RPG. And like, bro, like I think you only got to like 2 pounds before like they had to put
it
out.
Not even a quarter of it, I think.
Not even a quarter of it. And that building was packed, bro. It was an RPG, like the size of a RPG, dog. Like B-Real had it like hold it on his shoulder and like
yeah,
just
like it was my bad guy. It was like that huge. Shut up.
dog, I wish he would have been here to hear that one, though. We got to replay it on the show.
Well, he can fucking listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. A fucking RPG joint, and you guys don't get to finish it? Damn.
No, I think they have it as a trophy at CHR.
Yeah?
Yeah, they have it as a trophy at CHR, and that shit's crazy, man.
Instagrams, they could probably get a hold of you.
Yep, Instagram, Sheikadelic, follow me, all that. You can find all my new work. Be on the lookout for that new Cypress record, because I did some work on that too.
Awesome,
so,
man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They're back on tour, huh?
They're about to. They had like 4 weeks before Europe tour. Yep. Make sure you get your tickets, fucking Europeans. You can find me at E-Zone the Firm. Are we done, Shiki?
Yeah, go ahead. Right. You're good.
You can find me at E-Zone the Firm on Instagram. The SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/TheFirm. Or that's D-A-F-I-R-M. Come see us at fucking Chalice. Support and check out the products. You can find that out at Flavors by E-Zone. And aside from that, just stay tuned for the collabs and the new music that's to come. And make sure you fucking buy something off the website. We don't smoke the same. BigCartel.com.
What's up, fool? Thank you for Dollar Shave Club for hooking us up with a sponsor. Shout out to Rodrigo in Mexico with his shine.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully that'll work out. Lisa Esparza right here. Manager, our wheels and steel here, engineer, our homie over here, chilling with a Jurassic Park shirt. Chilling.
I have that same shirt.
Hell yeah, man. How many tattoos do you have, cartoons?
I haven't counted them all. I
saw a studio there.
It's probably like a good, like, more than a half sleeve, because it's just a collage. He just started drawing and painting, fucking tatting whatever he could. Like, this shit's crazy, dog. That was my first tattoo, dog.
Hell yeah.
I got into tattoos by somebody fucking up my original tattoo, dog.
The first one usually is. It's a fucked up tat.
If I showed you what this looked like, the lion.
You get like your homie to write your mom's name on your arm in cursive.
Man, it looked like it was
poached.
It looked like a lion, but that Bob Marley right there.
Yeah, that's the fucking the portrait I got right there, man.
It looks like Bob Marley / fucking Zach De La Rocha.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
I'm gonna tell fools, be like, hell yeah, Rage Against the Machine, dog.
I'm a rager, bro.
Fucking rage.
You see
bro.
This? Be real.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Thank you very much for Sheikadelic and E-Zone.
Yep.
Firm.
Make sure you fucking keep in mind, we don't smoke the same, motherfuckers.
Photo time.